in a gilded cage. Such a beautiful sight to see. Oh, I heard this song.
Courage up. There was this long, lovely dancing little club downtown. Loved to watch her do her stuff. Through the long, lonely nights, she filled my sleep. Her body softly swaying to that smoky beat down on Main Street. Down on Main Street. In the pool halls, the hustlers and the losers used to watch them through the glass. Well, I'd stand outside at closing time just to watch her walk on past. Unlike all She looked so young and sweet as she made her way along down that empty street, down on Main Street. Main Street. It's our town. It's Huntley, Illinois. It's the Sunday Nightclub here on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio 101.5 FM. I am your host, the excitable Dog Julin. Glad to be with you on this Sunday night or Wednesday afternoon or whenever you have found the time to listen to this program. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoy the music that I play for you each week. I'm trying not to repeat any songs. The show has been on for over a year now. I think we are on episode 42, 43, something like that. It's my pleasure to bring these programs to you, and I thank Jim Eggers and everyone at Huntley Community Radio for giving a starry-eyed dreamer such as myself a shot on the airwaves. We had a big block of music there, a big block of music to come. We heard a couple of Detroit, Michigan's finest. Marshall Crenshaw from his tremendous second album. The album is Field Day. The song is Our Town. And every town has a Main Street. Bob Seger sang about Main Street. And the long, lovely dancer making her way down those empty streets. As an awkward, Bob Seger stood in the shadows, too shy to approach her. Had he been a young rascal, perhaps he would have approached her. How can I be sure? The age-old question there from the Young Rascals. The program started off with a quick one from Ronnie Lane's Slim Chance, Only a Bird in a Gilded Cage. We're going to head into the next block of music that's going to take us all the way up to the end of Side A. I feel a little bit like Chuck Barris with this announcement here. When I was a kid watching the Gong Show, I only knew her as a gong-happy, very funny woman. But she's a singer, folks. She's the great J.P. Morgone. Pepper Hot Baby on the Sunday Night Club.
Count 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 2, 4, 6, 8, 20. 2, 4, 6, 8, 30. Count to 100.
Lord, Pepper Hot Baby, don't say goodbye to me. I know you're mad, 'cause I was wrong, but that's no reason to say so long. Pepper Hot Baby, don't say goodbye to me.
Count 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 2, 4, 6, 8, 20. 2, 4, 6, 8, 30. Count to 100.
Love, Pepper Hot Baby, don't say goodbye to me. If we broke up, you know you'd die. Oh, don't deny it, 'cause so would I. Pepper Hot Baby, don't say goodbye to me.
Count 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 2, 4, 6, 8, 20. 2, 4, 6, 8, 30. Count to 100.
Love, Pepper Hot Baby, don't say goodbye to me. Sorry, so hold me tight. Pepper Hot Baby, don't say goodbye to me.
Count 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 2, 4, 6, 8, 20. 2, 4, 6, 8, 30. Count 200.
Lord, Pepper Hot Baby, don't say goodbye to me. I wanna kiss you and hold you tight. So please forgive me, please understand. Pepper Hot Baby, don't say goodbye to me.
Count 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 2, 4, 6, 8, 20. 2, 4, 6, 8, 30. Count to 100.
Pepper Hot Baby, don't say goodbye.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least 100 grand. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gears. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk. Then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53, and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts, all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight, we had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts, but she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed her right on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up, it took the whole staff, and when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. Haul. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up, it's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68.
I got some troubles, but they won't last. I'm gonna lay right down here in the grass, and pretty soon all my troubles will pass, 'cause I'm in shoo shoo shoo, shoo shoo shoo, sugar town. I never had a dog that liked me some, never had a friend or wanted one, so I just lay back and laugh at the sun, 'cause I'm in sugar town. Yesterday it rained in Tennessee, I heard it also rained in Tallahassee, but not a drop fell on little old me, 'cause I was in sugar town. If I had $1 million or ten, I'd give it to your world, and then you'd go away and let me spend my life in sugar, sugar, Sugar Town. La la.
We used to have good times together, but now I feel them slip away. It makes me cry to see love die. So sad to watch good love go bad.
Remember how we used to feel, dear. You said nothing could change your mind.
It breaks my heart to see us part. So sad to watch good love go bad. Is it any wonder that I feel so blue,
when I know for certain that I'm losing.
Remember how we used to feel, dear. You said nothing could change your mind. It breaks my heart to see us part. So sad to watch good love go bad. So sad to watch good love go bad.
Devoted to you.
think you need many more records than the Everly Brothers records. There they were. There they are. Devoted to You. Interesting title based on their acrimonious relationship with each other. But God bless the Everly Brothers forever. An Everly Brothers song before that, as done by the late, great John Prine, along with Connie Smith, Mrs. Marty Stewart, on John's album of duets, In Spite of Ourselves. We also heard Nancy Sinatra with Sugartown. Great little single there. One Piece at a Time was Johnny Cash building his car one piece at a time over the course of a career. And Pepper Hot Baby from J.P. Morgan. Back with more music right after these messages.